Important as they are, some of today's big news headlines may have less effect on the future than what's happening today on countless playgrounds. That's where children are passing time and also developing their minds. NPR's John Hamilton has the latest report in our series, Playing to Learn.
To some people, this may sound like chaos. But to Sergio Pellis, a researcher at the University of Lethbridge in Canada, it's the sweet music of new brain circuits taking shape.
The experience of play changes the connections of the neurons at the front end of your brain, which are a major part of the executive control system of your brain. And without play experience, those neurons aren't changed.
The brain's executive control system helps regulate emotions, make plans, and solve problems. And Pellis says for the system to develop properly, children need plenty of so-called free play. No coaches, no umpires, no rule books.
In freely chosen play, whether it's rough and tumble play or two kids deciding to build a sandcastle together, the kids themselves have to negotiate, well, what are we going to do in this game? What are the rules we're going to follow? And what am I going to do if my friend's now cheating on the rules that we agreed to?
Pellis says the brain builds new circuits to help it navigate these complex social interactions. Much of what scientists know about this process comes from research on animals. Cats, dogs, and most other mammals play. So do some birds. Pellis says he realized this while studying magpies.
Two young magpies grab one another and start wrestling on the ground like they were puppies or dogs.
For a long time, researchers thought this sort of play might be a way for young animals to develop skills like hunting or fighting. But studies suggest that's not the case. Adult cats, for example, have no trouble killing a mouse even if they are deprived of play as kittens. So researchers like Jaak Panksepp at Washington State University have come to believe that play has a very different purpose.
The function of play is to build pro-social brains, social brains that know how to interact with others in positive ways.
Panksepp has studied this process in rats. He says they love to play and make a lot of noise while they're at it.
We were able to find this marker of playfulness, which we call rat laughter.
It's normally pitched too high for the human ear, so this sample was converted to a lower frequency. In rats, play appears to make lasting changes in areas of the brain used for thinking. Panksepp says it does this by switching certain genes on and off.
We found that play activates the whole neocortex, and we found that of the 1,200 genes that we measured, about one-third of them were significantly changed simply by having half an hour of play.
The question is whether play affects human brains the same way. And Sergio Pellis, the researcher from Canada, says there are good reasons to believe it does. For one thing, he says, play behavior is remarkably similar across species.
The rough-and-tumble play that you see in rats and monkeys and people has a certain rule structure.
You have to take turns, play fair, and try not to inflict pain. Pellis says play also makes both people and animals more adept socially and more attractive to the opposite sex. In people, he says, an added bonus is that the skills associated with play also lead to better grades. He says one study measured social skills and academic performance in third grade, then again in eighth grade.
And we can ask, which of the two data sets, social skills or academic performance, is a better predictor of their academic performance at eighth grade? And it turns out that the better predictor is social skills.
Which depends on playtime, not class time. And Pellis says there's one more bit of evidence that play can boost a child's grades.
Countries where they actually have more recess, academic performance tends to be higher than in countries where recess is less.
Pellis suspects that's because an extra dose of free play helps build better brains. John Hamilton, NPR News.